welcome to the Foundry Church. We are so glad that you are here. You're about to hear a message from one of our Sunday morning services. We really pray that this message will make a difference in your life. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Let me tell you today about B-Man Barry. That's B-Man Barry. Earlier in the spring, here in our home, we had an issue with bees. You know, those bees that buzz around. In fact, I wanted to show you where the issue was, but it's raining outside, so I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to tell you that they were in the corner of the external of our property, high up, just outside one of the bedroom windows. A swarm of bees buzzing around, causing a bit of a worry. Anyway, yeah, so we were worried about these bees. Bees, as you know, they can be dangerous, I guess, in swarms. If anybody's seen the film My Girl, you'll know what I'm talking about, how they can be dangerous. If you've not seen the film My Girl, next time you watch it, if you do watch it, you'll know exactly what I mean. Anyway, to deal with the bees, I Googled a local pest control firm, and I called a company up, and I spoke to a bloke called Barry, who is our B-Man Barry. And I asked Barry a question. I said, Barry, would you come to my home? Would you come and take a look at the bees? Would you come and deal with these bees? And then I asked him kind of how quickly he could come out. And then I said to him, how much is this going to cost me? And I want to tell you today that B-Man Barry was absolutely brilliant. This is what B-Man Barry said to me. He said, if you leave the bees alone, they'll leave you alone. And then he went on, he said, listen, I don't need to come out. I'd normally charge £45 for a call out. And then there's obviously costs on top of that if I can deal with them, depending on how long I'm with you, what equipment I need, that type of thing. But he said, once again, I don't need to come out, mate. He said, you and your family, you'll be absolutely fine. He said, from what you've described, they sound like honeybees. So if you leave them alone, like I said, they will be probably gone. They will literally buzz off by June, which they have. And also, he said, if we leave them alone, we'll actually be doing our bit for nature. Because he said, bees are, you know, they're scarce nowadays. We need them more than ever. He said, let's stay away from them. Let's allow them to do their thing. They won't harm you. They'll buzz off in June and all will be fine. I don't need to come and see you. I thank B-Man Barry. I said to Barry, that's really kind of you, mate. Thank you so much for that free advice, especially, you know, the fact that you could have come out and you could have still charged me. And I think I said to him, I'd have happily paid £45 for a call out. For that advice and for that reassurance, the bees aren't going to be a danger to me and my family. And Barry responded in a way that got to me. And he said this, he said, listen, mate, he said, I'm just doing my bit. He said, these are tough times. I don't want to be charging people unless I really have to. He said, listen, mate, take it easy. And if there's any more problems, if those bees are worrying you anymore, give me a call and we'll have a chat about it. Guys, B-Man Barry is a local legend. He saved me time. He saved me money. He was doing his bit. And those words of his, especially those words, I'm just doing my bit, they really got to me. And they challenged me and they made me think during that time and since, am I doing my bit? Maybe those words might challenge you. Are you doing your bit? Maybe as a church, we can ask that question. Are we doing our bit? Are we contributing to this world? Or are we just taking from this world? Are we, when we think about our church community, are we adding to our church community? Are we investing in our church community? Or are we just taking and drawing from our church community? Are we looking out and looking to the interests of others? Or are we just out for hoping that others will add to our interests? And I think B-Man Barry got this. B-Man Barry got that we're all in a difficult situation at the moment, that life is tough, that we're going through a difficult season, that people's finances may well be stretched. He got that now is not the time, not that there ever is a time, but now is certainly not the time to look to take advantage of people, but it's really a time to look to serve people. And I'm reminded again that this is the way of Jesus. Paul, the apostle, he put it like this. If you've got a Bible, just turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, and I'm going to reread from verse 3. He said this, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, no longer looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." And as I read those verses, I think doing our bit sounds to me like doing nothing out of selfish ambition. I think doing our bit sounds like looking to the interests of others and not just our own interests. I think doing our bit sounds like imitating the life of Jesus, which as followers of Jesus, we are called to do. Paul goes on, look at verse 5 with me. "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing." Listen to this. This is our Jesus. "By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Verse 9, "Therefore, God," because of Jesus' humility, "therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Guys, today we have been called and we can do our bit. We should be looking to do our bit because Jesus, who was God in flesh, because Jesus did more than his bit. Jesus, when you think about it, as God in flesh, he had every right to come and be served. But Jesus, Paul tells us in the Bible there, he didn't come to be served. He came to model a new way. He came to serve. He didn't come to have people wait on him. He came to wait on people. Jesus modeled this, and Jesus leads the way in serving. Friends, today, it's our responsibility, it's our honor, it's our privilege to imitate the way of Jesus by leading in serving others and by leading in looking out for others' needs over our own needs. Serving, it's a beautiful act of worship. And doing our bit is loving and serving others. It's valuing the lives of others more than we value our own. It's looking to make other people look good over ourselves. It's the way of Jesus. And friends, today, that's the Christian way. It's the way that we've been called to. And I just want to pose the question to us today. What does this look like now for us in our church community? What does this look like for us as families, as individuals, during a global pandemic? What does this look like for us as we head out of lockdown and back towards life in some kind of normal or new normal way. Here's a couple of ways that I think doing our bit and serving and loving others might look like in our own lives and in our own community. The first thing is we're laying down our desire to meet physically and do church services for a while. So other people who need our building more than we do at the moment can use it. It's why we let the NHS use our building. At the moment, they need it more than we do. It's why we use it to store food. It's why we use it to allow families who need food, who need to eat a meal together, to come and sit safely in a safe environment and eat, because that's our capacity. You know, we can clean the building and get it COVID safe for those groups of people. At the moment, we can't do that en masse for a gathering of a couple of 100 people and maybe more, because it's just not safe to do that. But we can gather like this safely. I know it's not the same, but I want to challenge you, as I do every time I think it's not the same. I try and imagine the children and the families who are being fed because we're doing church online instead of meeting in person. I try to imagine the people giving blood in our sports hall so that other people who need blood during an operation or whatever can literally live their lives. I imagine the food being collected and stored where I used to sit so that people in our community won't go hungry. Guys, it's not going to be like this forever. You know, there will be a time eventually where we meet again in person and we meet physically. But, you know, until then, and even once that is happening, we can do church online. We can feed each other spiritually like this. We're now allowed to meet in small groups, and you know, there's nothing stopping any of us doing church in the garden with our friends. We could do church in the park with our friends. You and I can be the pastors and the priests in our homes. We can share communion. You can sing in your garden. You can read the Bible. I dare some of you this summer, why not invite some friends over to your home next Sunday, sit in the garden together and do church together and break bread together and sing together. Sounds to me like doing our bit. I think doing our bit might look like honoring the request of our government and protecting each other by wearing a face mask when we're asked to do so. I've got a bit of a bugbear going on at the moment, but I see and hear Christians moaning and complaining about how wearing a face mask is detrimental to their civil liberties. And I hear Christians complaining and saying, I don't want to do that. Why should I have to do that? Why should I be forced to wear a face mask? Guys, wearing a face mask is a simple way to protect other people. And as a Christian, as an imitator of Jesus, to protect and care for others, it's the least we can do. Wearing a face mask, I think, is saying, I respect you. I care for you. Wearing a face mask is saying to our colleagues, it's saying to that shop assistant, it's saying to that person, listen, I respect you. I don't want to harm you. I'm going to protect you. And it's the least I can do. It's doing our bit. Friends, doing our bit, I think, will look like continuing to reach out to connect with our neighbors and with those vulnerable people in our community. You know, it's great that we can buy toilet roll now without queuing up. It's great that we've got some of those freedoms back, that we can go shopping. And, you know, we no longer clap for NHS key workers and carers on a Thursday, but what we can do is we can keep those connections going. We can do our bit by sending follow-up cards to our neighbors. We can shoot them some text messages. We can invite them over for a socially distant drink in the garden on a summer's evening or in your patio or whatever, or walk around the park. We can begin to dream about how God might use you in us in our streets to set up an alpha course. It's possible. Let's not stop doing our bit now we've moved on from that. And maybe doing our bit is remembering some of the things, the injustices that we've been talking about. It's continuing and remembering that the fight against racism in our community and in our nation and in our world, it's not over because it's not as high profile as it was a few weeks back. We've got to continue to do our bit, to play our part, to actively pursue justice and fight injustice. One of the highlights of this past month or so for Kate and I has been to be part of a Be the Bridge group. And there's a group of us and we're gathering a couple of times a month and we're asking each other about our own prejudices. We're asking each other about how we can become more aware of the issues of racial injustice and what we can do, not as pastors, but just as people, to become more aware and fight racial injustice. Guys, we've got to continue to be vocal, to continue to be willing to learn, to do our bit, to listen, to bring about change. Maybe doing our bit today is to continue to send in food to our new food distribution center that's set up in the main hall where we used to worship and sing songs. Let's continue to do our bit and resolve to continue. Why can't we make hundreds and thousands of hampers for our community? You know, each Monday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and on a Friday between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., we need you to drop food off to our church building so that we can pack that up and prepare that and give that to people in our community. And on our website and on our social media pages, you'll find a link there to the shopping list as well. So next time you're in Tesco's or you Aldi or your Morrison's, or maybe you're doing really well in life and you shop in Waitrose, maybe pop a few tins in your trolley, pick up an extra box of Frosties, stick some Pringles in that basket and drop them off at the church. Guys, it sounds to me like doing our bit. Or maybe doing our bit is continuing to support the ministry of our local church through prayer. We need your prayers. And maybe it's through giving. Can I be really honest with you just for a moment or two and talk about giving? Honestly, as a team of pastors who meet regularly and we lead the church, we were worried about the finances of our church, especially once we locked down and we were no longer gathering and able to collect, I guess, offerings. But I want to tell you, you have been amazing and God has been amazing. Listen, during COVID, here's something to praise God about. Our giving is up. Like our church finances, they're not diving. They're not just surviving, but guys, by the grace of God and through the generosity of his people, they are thriving. But I want to encourage you today, don't stop now. Don't leave it to somebody else. We want to do more next year. We want to grow more next year. We're dreaming about how we can continue to serve the needs of our community, how we can impact our area. And who knows, we're even dreaming about how God might use us to impact our nation, maybe the nations, through the ministry of our church, through the generosity of our people. And all this is done through God's people doing their bit, giving generously, continuing to serve, continuing to invest, not because they have to, but because they want to. Foundry family today, friends of Foundry family, online guests, people who are with us for the first time, I want to encourage you today. We've all been called to do our bit. We've all been given the grace of God to do our bit. Let's be inspired by B-Man Barry. Let's be inspired by Jesus Christ. Let's imitate his life. We love you. Keep going and we'll see you soon.